This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, it's Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison. You know, that feeling when your phone buzzes, even in the dead of night? Or how you spend Sunday evening already dreading Monday's email avalanche? Yeah, me too. We live in a world glued to screens that's pretty inescapable, right? But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim your weekends, unplug from the digital madness, and actually enjoy some real life connection and peace? Intrigued? Stick around, because today we're diving into creating a digital-free weekend routine. That's right, a whole 48 hours of glorious screen detox. First up, let's talk about why this is even important. I mean, our phones are practically extensions of ourselves at this point, aren't they? But think about it, when was the last time you truly relaxed and felt present without checking your notifications every 5 seconds? Digital overload can lead to burnout, anxiety, sleep problems, and let's be real, a serious disconnect from the people around us. So how do we break free? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you craft that awesome digital free weekend routine. 1. Plan it out. Don't just wing it. Decide what activities will fill your screenless hours. Think about things you genuinely enjoy: reading, hiking, cooking, catching up with friends and family, trying a new hobby. Make a list, schedule it in, and treat it like any other important commitment. 2. Set boundaries. This is where the real magic happens. Tell everyone, yes, even your closest friends, that you'll be offline. Turn off notifications, or better yet, put those phones in another room, out of sight, out of mind. You can even set specific times for checking emails or messages if absolutely necessary, but aim to keep it minimal. 3. Embrace boredom. Hear me out on this one. Boredom isn't the enemy, it's your brain's cue to get creative and explore new ideas. Allow yourself to just be wander aimlessly, daydream, or simply sit in silence and enjoy the stillness. 4. Reconnect with nature. Go for a walk, take a hike, sit by the water, or just soak up some sunshine. Being outdoors is a natural mood booster and a fantastic way to unplug from the digital world. Plus, fresh air and vitamin D do wonders for your overall well-being. 5. Be kind to yourself. Listen, unplugging isn't always easy. You might experience cravings or feel a bit restless at first. That's totally normal. Just remember why you're doing this: to recharge, reconnect, and cultivate a healthier relationship with technology. And hey, if you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Just pick yourself up, dust off those digital detox goals, and get back on track. Ever felt like your weekends are just an extension of your work week, filled with endless scrolling and that nagging feeling that you're not truly present? You know that feeling when you're out with friends or family, but you can't help but check your phone every few minutes, missing those precious moments of connection. That's the digital poison at play. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Saturday morning, and instead of waking up to a barrage of notifications, you wake up to the sound of birds chirping and sunshine streaming through your window. You take a deep breath, stretch, and decide to spend the next few hours reading that book you've been meaning to get to. Later, you grab a coffee and head outside for a walk in the park, soaking up the fresh air and enjoying the beauty around you. In the evening, you gather with loved ones for a delicious home-cooked meal, sharing stories and laughter without the distraction of screens. This, my friends, is the power of a digital-free weekend routine. Think about how much richer those experiences would be, truly connecting with loved ones, immersing yourself in hobbies, and simply enjoying the present moment. You wouldn't believe the difference it makes. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you craft that amazing digital-free weekend routine. Plan it out, set boundaries, embrace boredom, reconnect with nature, and be kind to yourself. Remember, unplugging is not about deprivation, it's about creating space for what truly matters: connection, creativity, and genuine joy. Ready to reclaim your weekends? Start small. Try going screen-free for just one afternoon this weekend. See how you feel. I promise you, the results will surprise you. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Let's create a community of digital detox warriors together. Until next time, stay connected to what truly matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.